All right. He's obviously doing better with the ankle.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said yesterday, we were just giving him a rest. We've done that with numerous guys, especially the last couple of weeks. And, yeah, I think it was just kind of give him a day of just relax on the legs and had him back today. And I'm sure he'll be fine on Monday.
How important to get the run game up and going again on Monday night after a couple of tough weeks?
Well, definitely need to get going. I mean, it just helps a lot of things. It would help Jake, the quarterback quite a bit, take pressure off a quarterback so he doesn't have to make every play. That would be helpful. I think it keeps us with the ball, keeps us with control time possession. There's just a lot of pluses there that we just got to be more effective with it than we have been the last couple weeks. And we get in certain situations, we have to be get to where we can hand the ball off and get points and finish drives, things like that. So, yeah, it's going to be big. We know they're going to try to run it a lot, and so it should be a challenge on both ends for us to be able to run it and for us to be able to stop the run.
On the other side of the red zone, defense hasn't been great for you guys last few weeks. Anything you need to see to get other teams to hold them to field goals instead of?
Well, I mean, that's both ends. I mean, we've been struggling a little bit. You always want to hold them to field goals. I thought last week, again, with the turnover, the last couple of weeks has been some short fields we've given up. But, yeah, I mean, that's just something that's always a challenge to stop them. If we can hold them to threes and we can score sevens, and we haven't been doing that on offense, and we know that's been hurting us. That's the main problem on offense has been is we've been kicking too many field goals the last few weeks. So we need to find a way in the running. If you're running the ball well, that makes it easier to do that down there. So that's what we're going to have to do. And we know when they get down there, they're going to run it. So I think this whole game is going to come down to, other than the obvious turnover ratio thing going on there, but it's going to be who runs the ball well is probably going to win.
What Klug do to have success on Sunday, and I guess at this point that maybe it took so long to kind of get him going?
Well, I mean, again, I think it's he's had three sacks I think the last 2 weeks, and again, unfortunately for defensive linemen, that's how they're measured. People look at the sack number and say, well, he doesn't have any sacks, so he must not be playing well. He hasn't been playing as much this year as he had last year. His numbers are down that way. Mike Martin's been here, so he's gotten some more reps. He's been sharing some of those reps he had. Unfortunately, we've been behind in games where teams aren't running the passing the ball as much as they were last year in certain times. So all that factors in. It wasn't necessarily mean that he wasn't playing well. It just means his opportunities have been way down compared to a year ago. And, and teams haven't been passing as much because of that. So that factors in. But I think when all said and done, he'll probably have, what did he have last year, six? He'll probably end up having six. And we'll say, well, he had six last year and six this year. You can't guarantee when they're going to come. You wish they would come where you knock a ball out and change a game over. But, he's battling. He's like the rest of us. I mean, he's trying to work on his game, and he's a great kid, and he gives everything he has. And so I'm hoping that it's good to see him have some success, because even though he wasn't getting the sacks and wasn't getting pressure, and I'm sure was asked that question numerous times, he comes out here and works hard every day. And so hopefully, he'll finish strong with this year and lead into next year.
Are there some younger guys like Tommy Campbell or Affelbobler or Wynn who could receive increased snaps over the next 3 weeks?
In some cases, that could happen. I mean, with injuries, it's happening by itself without us even really trying to do it. Al's been playing more. I think in this kind of game, you'll probably see him line up more just because of their mentality to run the football. So I think you'll see a bigger safety in there in certain packages. So that'll continue. Someone like Tommy, again, would probably be more so – the last week, or you start looking at maybe getting some guys some playing time possibly. If that's when you start thinking about those things. But I think we have enough young guys playing right now with the offensive lines all, with all the injuries and in the tight end spot. You have young guys playing. I mean, we pretty much have a lot of youth out there right now. So there may be a couple more guys we'll try to get some playing time in as we get towards the end of the season.
How much did the toe affect Wembley last week, you think, and is it still?
I would imagine it affected him. I mean, it's something he's not going to admit to. He's been playing with it all year for the most part. I think he just got I think it was more bothersome a week ago than it had been all year. But, again, is that why he didn't do certain things? Sure, it affects your play, but, I mean, it's not why he didn't get a sack or why he didn't do something. I mean, it's just something you play through. Everyone has injuries this time of year, and if he's not healthy enough to play, then obviously we shouldn't have him on the field. But I don't think we think all that. I think we think he's good enough to play. He has been. He's still running around pretty good. But it's definitely affecting him. There's no doubt. But that's just part of the game.
Did it keep him out on the last drive, or you wanted to put Wynn in there to stop the run more so?
The game last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went with some bigger go. I mean, the four-minute drill part? When Indy had the ball at the end, you're trying to get some more size in there, because other than, we assume they'd run the ball, which they did. We were hoping to make a play there. We didn't make the play, and we didn't get off the field. And then, heck, they rolled the dice and threw a pass. I mean, that was interesting too. Anyway, that game's over, but 55 doesn't fall down. That's probably picked or incomplete, and we get the ball back. So it's just how things worked out.
You ever tempted to go, you know, with the pressure that Ayers has been able to put on, you ever tempted to use him more in the rotation with Wembley?
Yeah, we are. I mean, he is playing third in the third down package exclusively now, where he's involved in the four down, where he rotates at both ends. And then also he's playing in the 3-3 package, so he's on that package to rush the quarterback. So I think the last month of the season, we've got him more in that role, and I think that's a role we felt once Zach Brown was comfortable taking over the linebacker position, that was where Akeem needed to be, because, like you said, and we've been saying, I know we said this back during the OTAs and the draft, and it affected our thinking during the draft even, that we felt he could be a great weapon for us. And I think it'll turn out that as he gets going, it's only his second year, he will be a guy that'll be make a difference at that position for us as he learns. There's a lot to learn. You just can't throw a guy out there and say, "Hey, have at it," because all of a sudden now they see you're out there, and unless it's an obvious pass down, you know, he's not necessarily a big guy to play on a tackle to survive the run game. So you still got to be smart how you do it. But I think he's definitely a guy that you'll see have, you know, 6-8 sacks a year.
Mike, whether it be a game you played in, coached in, or just simply saw on TV, is there one Monday night memory that immediately pops into your head that you're, you know, most fond of?
Whew, I don't know. You know, nothing really, you know, nothing like that. Back when I played, it was some ones I enjoyed, but nothing that, for me, it's probably, I'll just go with the Earl Campbell running his rookie year 80 yards down the sidelines against the, I don't know if I saw it or I saw so many tapes of it after I became an Oiler. That was just seeing the Astrodome back in the day with 55,000 and the pom-poms and that kind of atmosphere, and him doing something. A lot of people thought he had that kind of speed to take it down the sideline. So I remember seeing that one, and then ironically I got drafted by them years later and got the block for Earl. And so, yeah, that was probably the one for me for Monday night that stands out, and obviously I've seen it many, many times after that.
It seems like, you know, despite the losing, guys' spirits here are up. You know, they're not crushed or angry, and they're very positive. Do you take pride in that?
Yeah, we do. I think that's, again, to have a chance every Sunday, you have to have that kind of attitude, and you got to have a – we're not happy by any means of what where we're at. And but so the alternative is, to, you know, to me, to come out here, work hard, which they have been. The energy has been great. I knew Monday night game helps that. That's excitement. That adds to the excitement, but I think next week will be no different. And I think that's what you'll see on Monday, is the guys that are playing with great effort. It's important to them. They're not thinking about 4-9. On Monday or Sunday. And I think, like I said last week, I think what guys do is, you know, after this game we just lost, I mean, Sunday, Monday, this and Tuesday, usually those days are pretty depressing, and they are hard to deal with. And if you probably ran into one of these guys somewhere else, they probably looked pretty depressed. But I think once they get back to work, it's all about the next chance, the next opportunity. And you talk about that, but I think these guys are actually acting that way, and they feel, you know, the best thing we can do is continue to come together. And I think they believe the fact that this thing is going to – they're going to be part of something, you know, because we tell them, like how I was and other players were, that it's not one – unfortunately, you don't come in one year and go to Super Bowl or have a playoff team. Sometimes you have to work a little bit harder to get there, and unfortunately, we're going to have to work a little bit harder than we thought to go to playoffs. And it may take into next year, obviously, and the year after. So I think they feel they're part of something that's heading the right direction, and the way to prove that is by winning football games. And that's why I think you see the energy as high as it is, and I think it'll continue that way until we finish up.
Hey, from an injury standpoint, McCarthy, Williams, Solomon, you think those guys maybe are not going to
play? I don't think McCarthy's going to be very he's still not in position to play, we don't think. So he's very questionable. All three of those are. Those would be the three that are – obviously we'd rank them as questionable now. And unless they practice tomorrow, then, you know, we'll talk about the status of them tomorrow once we, you know, get through one more day.
McCarthy just doing stuff inside at this point?
Yeah, he came out yesterday. He wasn't feeling right. I think, you know, just still not still has symptoms. Still not quite ready to be he can do some light activity, but when he gets a little more intense, I think he's just not quite right yet. So we're going to be safe there and wait and see till he's really feels good.
You potentially send him to a specialist to figure out what's going on there?
Well, he's seen doctors. He's been seeing people along the trail, so he's been evaluated and seen by different doctors. So just, you know, it's kind of like you're in a holding pattern when those things happen, and you just got to be smart and wait till, you know, he feels better than he does.
You still hoping that even not Monday night, he still plays again at some point this season?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's that the whole thing is if he feels good, he's going to play. And we were not going to play unless he feels good. I mean, he's a guy that we're assuming he's going to play, has a lot of years ahead of him, and we're expecting big things from him. So him and other players, I mean, just like Damian, we're not going to – Damian's got a hamstring, and we love him to play, but we're going to be smart on should we put him in there the last week of the season. The play, well, that's what we'll have to decide if he's not ready till then, if that's worth forcing something that maybe not be necessary. And so I think you have to be there with all your guys. We want our best guys out there, but we're going to be smart how we do it, even though we're not and, again, these guys want to play. It's not like, well – you know, what do they have to play for? Well, like we said earlier, it means a lot to them to be part of it, and we, you know, no matter what our record is. So all those guys we mentioned want to play. They're planning on playing. It's just a matter of will they be healthy enough to play.
You stick with Shaw in your base
yeah.
in the middle.
Yeah, he's done a good job. I mean, Tim's done a nice job of playing the Mike linebacker and, you know, taking up the extra reps. And last week it wasn't quite as much as the week before, but this game it's going to be, we assume, a big run game, so this would be a game where they'll probably be in those kind of packages where he'll get to play a lot.
Anything else?
Thanks. Thank you.